Author's Voice, sponsored by the Good Life News. I'm Joe Caraccio, publisher of the Arizona Good Life News, your host for our show. And right now, we're going to introduce our guest author, Linda Drake. Linda, how are you?
Hello. It's so nice to be with you and your listeners today.
Oh, excellent, excellent. And, you know, we just have some fun talking about your book. And your book is Reaching Through the Veil Up to Heal. I said that right, Reaching Through the Veil to Heal. So before we get into your book, tell us about Linda. Where do you come from? What have you been doing? And then how did you get into writing this book?
Okay. Well, I'm from Austin, Texas. I'm a country girl.
Okay.
And Spirit came into my life about 9 years ago and began working with me. And we began helping people understand the challenges of their life. And so death and grief was a big part of those challenges. So one day they just announced that we were going to write a book. And so we sat down and wrote the book about Reaching Through the Veil to Heal. And it's all about, it's the instruction book for how we go through our life and how we can prepare for our death or prepare for the loss of a loved one.
Right,
whether it's
right.
The loss of a loved one through the loss of a relationship of divorce and the grief we go through, or the loss of a loved one to death.
Okay, so it's really having people go through grief and pain, not necessarily of death. There's always a lot of grief in life. So very interesting, very interesting. And your background besides that, what obviously you're an author of this book, but what else do you do? What led you to this book besides what you just said? Because obviously you have a history, and you must have a passion for this.
Yes, I'm a life path healer, and Spirit gave me that title 9 years ago after Spirit came into my life and created a miraculous healing of my physical body. I was very crippled up at the time and challenged with a couple of different diseases, and they just miraculously took them away from me.
Wow, that's excellent.
And that convinced me that I was going to begin working with them.
That is great. So let's talk about the book itself. I have it right in front of me as we talk, and it's great. It's really a quick read, and that's important in books. I've dealt with a lot of people who write books that, it's 600-700 pages, and it's wonderful, but people out there, we're in the information age, bits and bytes, and people like to read something they can get something out of, and this is really great. And, of course, it's obviously written from the heart. So tell us about the book itself. How is this going to help people to guide them through this grief?
Well, when we began writing the book, Spirit wanted the book. Spirit and Abraham, a group consciousness of Abraham, wrote the book. And when we began writing, we wanted the book to be very to the point, very direct. Because
excellent.
When you're grieving, no matter what you're lost, when you're grieving, you really don't have the focus to be able to read, a flowery book with a lot of fancy words.
Right.
We wanted something that was very direct, full of information, full of knowledge to help you move forward with your life.
That is excellent. And you're really exploring a lot of different topics and modalities in this book, aren't you?
Oh, we do. We cover everything from what the journey of life to the doorway of death and what happens as you're approaching the doorway of death to the physical body and the spiritual body. But then we go beyond the doorway of death. What happens when you step through that doorway?
Right. Well, I guess I've heard it many times in interviewing so many authors in the spirituality world as well as so many other worlds, that the biggest problem in life is fear. And there's a great fear of death and also not only death, but what do we do? There's a lot of people saying, what do I do? And these are true stories in your book. Is that correct?
Yes. Not only did Spirit fill the book with all of the knowledge that would help us approach the doorway of death and go beyond the doorway of the soul's journey, but I've been working with people for 9 years now, and Spirit wanted my clients to share their healing stories, because that's what my whole work is focused around, is helping people heal, whether it's helping to heal the physical body, their emotional body, or, the challenges that we have in our life every day.
Right, exactly.
And so death and grief and loss is all part of those challenges. So we left space in our book and invited my clientele to share their journeys, to share their losses and how they healed and how they've moved forward with their life. So it's got some beautiful stories in there. So if you, when you sit down to read the book, you got to get a box of Kleenexes to go with it.
I got you. Well, that's a good thing. It's cleansing. It's very good. You know, and as I said, you know, I think people in general think they're all alone. Matter of fact, they know they're all alone, you know, and they don't realize that there's a lot of other people they can relate to out there. And it makes them much more comfortable to know that, oh, you know, I'm not the only one in the world going through this.
And exactly, because all of the stories are all about hope.
Right, exactly, and there's always hope. We always believe that. That's excellent. And you do a lot of work with different types of people, too, and not only just us everyday citizens, but celebrities, rock stars, as it said, and politicians and so forth.
Yes, I do. Everybody has challenges within their life, no matter how famous or rich we are. We have challenges. So, yes, I've worked with many celebrities.
Excellent. So, going back to your book itself, is there a, and I know this is a loaded question, but is there a favorite story of yours, something that you want to relate, or just one of the stories you'd like to relate to us?
Oh, gosh, there are so many stories in the book, whether it's, you know, one of the most important things I want people to know with the book is that our loved ones in spirit do not leave us.
Right.
That they are their circle. We have a circle of love. And if as intense as our love is here, when they cross over, it's just as intense. And they come back for us. They come back to give us, to continue that love, that circle of love. So to let people understand that you cannot see what you do not look for. If they're bringing you messages every day as guidance for your life, whether it's a support for a challenging day that you're having or to remember an anniversary or a birthday or just to be there on a daily basis for us, because some of us need them.
Yeah, love one spirit daily. There's always, I guess, one of the greatest topics in the world is why am I here? You know, life purpose. And, and you do explore that, too.
Yes, because one of my favorite stories is all about a life purpose, and it's about well, we don't have time to go into the whole story, but it's about a child that comes in with a life purpose, and it comes in with many health challenges, and how it knew, it explained to me after its death that it knew what it was taking on. It knew the challenges of its life because it wanted to teach people about those life lessons, those illnesses, and how it, after it passed away, it came back to those same parents because they loved that child enough to bring that child into the world, knowing that that child was going to have those health issues.
Right, right. And that's always a tough call. We always know that. Anybody who is related has, and I've had family that you say, why? Why is this happening? And sometimes you can't see it right there and then.
And exactly. We all come in with a purpose.
Yes.
No matter what our challenges are, that's part of our purpose.
Yes.
And whatever we can learn or teach others through our experience, that helps us accomplish the purpose that we've chosen with God.
That is so great because that we all are teachers, and it's so important to keep that flow of information and that flow of just that. Well, we're getting back to something that is very dominant in our society today, the law of attraction. We get into that whole secret thing, which is not such a secret, I guess.
But, well, Abraham was the one that wrote my book.
Right, right.
Channeled my book. So, and Abraham wrote all the messages for the law of attraction and the secret. So he's a big part of all of this.
Yes, yes.
Abraham's a whole group, but I only hear one voice when he's talking to me.
That's okay. That's okay. It's important to have that, at least that voice helping you out. That's always good. Some things that I love to talk about because there's so much, I guess there's controversy, but there is also a lot of people want to know your feelings on reincarnation, and especially karma. I mean, what goes around does come around. So give us some of your thoughts on reincarnation.
Well, when I first began working with spirit, I didn't believe in reincarnation.
Mm-hmm,
it was not part of my belief system. So they had to prove it to me, and they proved it to me because I'm a medium, and I have people that come from me from the other side, come to me, spirits that come from the other side to talk to me about their journey, because from the other side, they're able to see their entire journey, all of their past lifetimes and the lifetime they've just completed, and even the ones that are coming up, what they're choosing to take on as they move into their next lifetime. So that's how they proved it to me. And, of course, Dr. Brian Weiss's books, they're wonderful. if you're just looking into past life work. So please try his books. But there is such a beautiful journey that we create, and there's more than just this one lifetime. God didn't give us just one opportunity to fulfill our whole purpose.
Right, that's excellent. That's excellent. And very important, how do people get this great book?
You can go to my website, lindadrakebooks.com.
And we're going to spell it out. It sounds so simple, but we always spell it out. So it's,
okay.
Go ahead.
It's LindaDrakeBooks, lindadrakebooks.com. Or you can find my book in most any bookstore now. Barnes & Noble, Borders, all of them have my book, or you can go on Amazon.com.
Excellent.
But please go to my website and read about the book, get some more information about it, and I'm all over the United States this year doing promotion on my book.
That is great.
I might be in your area.
That is excellent. And you know what? I've seen some of your promotional work, and we want to help you out, too. You know, the Good Life News is a paper that is all just about good information and good inspirational articles, and boy, you're right in that groove. We'd love it. We really love it. So we want people to go to that website. I mean, it's so important. We're talking about the internet. It's not just the book. It's dealing with Linda Drake, and that's important. So that's excellent. So we have just a couple of minutes, believe it or not, left. What would you like to conclude with and tell your audience that when they open up your website and they're going to hear this and what you're trying to convey out there?
Okay. Reaching Through the Veil to Heal really is a book of healing, a book of help, of hope. So please, when you've got, sometimes we don't know what to say when we have a friend or a loved one that's lost a loved one. Give them this book. Read the book. Have some answers. You'll get answers from this book so that you can share with them. But give them the book, because flowers will die. But the messages in this book bring such love and healing to their world. They need that at that time of loss.
That is excellent. That is excellent. So, just one thing, I went right through. You were on Good Morning Arizona. So you were on Arizona time, too.
Yes, I'm in Arizona at this time, so yeah. I have a lot of events going on in Arizona right now.
Excellent, excellent. So, Linda Drake, the book is Reaching Through the Veil to Heal. I'll say it again, Reaching Through the Veil, I can't, my tongue back in my mouth, Veil of to Heal. And we can get that book at lindadrakebooks.com, and we want people to visit that website.
Yes.
This has been excellent, and an intuitive healer. It's always nice to speak to people who are out there really helping the universe and helping the world, and it sounds like you're really doing a great job. That's phenomenal.
Well, thank you so much for allowing me to be with you today.
Oh, it's been great. It's been a pleasure, and thank you for being on our show, The Author's Voice. Take care, then.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.